Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. Before we go down to Pine Ridge, let me make a suggestion. When your youngsters ask for something to eat between meals, give them Horlicks malted milk tablets. As a test in Chicago schools recently showed, they are just the thing for hungry youngsters. Like Horlicks in powder form, they're wholesome and nourishing, yet very easy to digest. That's why they ward off hunger without spoiling appetites for regular meals. The test also showed that the children who ate them in mid-morning were better behaved and more alert than those who didn't. They liked them, too, better than candy, they said. So get a package of Horlicks tablets for these youngsters of yours. It'll solve your problem and do them a lot of good. A convenient flask costs only 10 cents, and they come in larger sizes, too. Your druggist keeps them in both natural and chocolate flavor. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum managed to raise the $200 yesterday to pay the city license, which was necessary before they could open their circus in Belleville. The show opened last night and will remain in Belleville the balance of the week. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Grandpappy Spears down at the Jot'em Down store. Dick Huddleston, who has been out of town for the past few days, has returned home and is over at the store looking for his old friends. Listen.
No, I don't know where they're at, Richard. You see, Abner ain't in the store no more, and Lum don't spend no time over here. That circus business takes up might not all his time.
Well, they're not traveling with the circus, are they?
No, but it keeps them busy trying to keep it opened up and all. Looks like they ain't had nothing but bad luck ever since they started it.
Well, I didn't think that circus idea is going to work out very well in the first place, Grandpap. They don't know nothing about the circus business.
Why, if they was to make any money out of it, they never would get none of it, with Squire Skimp in there managing things for them.
You mean to say that they've turned the whole thing over to Squire Skimp?
Why, sure. He's got full charge now.
Yeah, well, sir, I was afraid of that when I heard that they'd hired Squire to work for him.
And I tried to tell them, but they wouldn't listen to me. Lum thinks he knows it all, and Abner ain't got no more sense than to do what Lum tells him to.
Yeah, well, I just got back in town yesterday, but I heard they'd been doing pretty well with it.
Oh, they think they are. Yeah, they're telling it around that they're making money hand over fist, but that's just because they don't know no better.
Mm-hmm.
Lum mortgaged his store here yesterday. Borrowed $200 in there at the bank. I know in reason he'll lose that, too.
Borrowed $200 to put in the circus?
Yeah. I told him it was a mistake, but he wouldn't listen to me. He's bound and determined.
Well, what was he needing $200 for?
Why, they spent every nickel they had getting the circus moved to Belleville and got over there and found out they had to pay $200 city license before they could open up for business.
For goodness sake.
Some more Squire Skimp's management for you. You ought to have found that out before he moved in there.
Why, sure, sure you have. Yeah, they can't operate a circus, and it's traveling around over the country, and them staying here in Pine Ridge.
I know.
They've got to be right there with it all the time.
Well, if you want my notions on it, Richard, they can't operate one whether they're there or whether they ain't. They don't know nothing about their circus business.
Why, no. They just haven't got the capital in the first place, Grandpap.
Got the what?
The capital. It takes money to run one of them things. Some weeks, why, they'll make money. And then there's going to be others when they lose it.
Yeah.
And they've got to have some cash to fall back on.
Sure, and they ain't got it.
Why, no.
Say, some weeks they'll make money, and then some weeks they'll lose it. Well, they done it right square backwards. Some weeks they lose it, but they ain't made none yet.
Well, they'll get in a good spot and probably make a little money, but they've got to have some cash reserve there to carry them over those weeks that they don't. That's what they've got to have.
And Lum ain't even paid me my salary yet for 2 weeks of work here in the store.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that. Lum will pay you, Grandpap.
No, I never meant that. I'm just telling you how hard up they are.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if they'd have stayed with their store business here, well, they'd been a lot better off.
Of course they would. Of course they would. It's the only place they ever made any money is right here in this store.
Yeah.
Lum keeps both of them broke with these big ideas he gets in his head. He's always got some big scheme studded up to where they're going to get rich quick. He'd bankrupt the government in 2 weeks' time if they'd turn him loose.
Well, of course, they kind of got in the circus business, you know, by accident. They owed Abner that debt here at the store, and he had to take the circus over to protect himself. And they got it cheap, too, dirt cheap.
I don't know, Dick. I don't believe a circus is cheap at any price. I know if somebody... Now, wait a minute. I believe that's Lum and Abner coming over here now. Yeah. coming down the road, yonder. Just look, poking along there like he had all day.
Well, what's the matter with Abner there? It's like Lum's leading him by the hand.
Well, he is, I reckon. Somebody's got to lead him.
Somebody's got to lead him?
Why, sure, he can't see nothing.
You mean he's having trouble with his eyes?
Trouble? He's blind as a bat, and Lum's my nigh as bad. Look at the way he's walking.
Yeah, I just noticing that. He is walking funny. The way he picks up his feet there.
Yeah, walks like he's string haltered, don't he? Yeah, it's my nigh a case of the blind leading the blind, except Lum can see a little. Them eyeglasses of his makes everything look about 10 times as big as it is.
By Jack, Lum has got glasses on there. When did he start wearing them, Grandpa?
Oh, that's right. I reckon they bought them after you left. Why, some spectacle salesman come in here with the circus and sold Lum and Abner and Cedric all spectacles, and they just might not ruin their eyes with them. Fact is, he sold might not everybody in town a pair of them.
Yeah, well, I heard something about that this morning. Ezra Seastrunk come in the store over there and wanted to buy a whole case of headache medicine. Said his whole family had headaches for over a week now.
Yeah.
Come to find out that he'd bought new glasses from somebody for the whole family, children and all.
Yeah, that was the same fella. Ezra just lined the whole family up and told the fella to fit them all out in spectacles. Even that two-month-old baby, little Herman, put a pair of nose glasses on him.
Well, that's ridiculous. I told Ezra so, too. That's something you got to be awful careful about. You're liable to ruin your children's eyes.
Why, he ought to been running plumb out of town. Just look there, coming in there. That ain't awful now.
Yeah, that's
right. Some started trying to climb them steps 20 feet before he got to them.
Why, that's downright pitiful. Look at them.
Yes, sir. Now, there comes the owners of the Edwards and Peabody Circus. Ain't that a sight?
Well, hello there, fellas.
Well, howdy.
Who is it?
Hey, it's Dick and Grandpa.
Well, howdy, Dick. Glad to see you. Well, I can't see you, but I'm glad you're back anyway.
Yeah, when'd you get in, Dick?
Well, I got in late yesterday evening, Lum.
Have a nice trip?
Well, wasn't much of a trip. Didn't see many of the sights. I was busy buying most of the time. Went in there to market, you know.
Yeah. Granny's here looking fine. Growed some, ain't you?
Growed? No, I reckon not, though.
You look half a guinea big to me. Well, I reckon it's these spectacles, though.
Yeah, me and Lum's got some new spectacles since you've been gone, Dave.
Yeah.
Grandpap was just telling me about that.
Yeah, it's a good thing we got them when we did, too. Our eyes just went bad all of a sudden, looks like.
Yeah, mine just failed me something wonderful for the last week.
Well, where did you fellas ever get the idea that you needed glasses in the first place?
Why, that spectacle salesman told us we did.
Yeah, our eyes was in such bad shape, he could tell by just looking at us that we needed them.
Now, let me see those glasses of yours there, Lum.
Yeah, I can take them off for a minute. I don't want to be without them long, though. Might strain my eyes.
Yeah, we've got to be awful careful with our eyes.
And let him see them of yours, too, Abner.
Oh, yeah. Here, look at these, Dick. Wherever you're at, I can't tell.
It is, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Let me see these. For goodness sake, Lum, how long have you been wearing these things?
Why, ever since the feller sold them to me.
Well, it's a wonder you're not blind.
See it, huh?
Why, these things would ruin anybody's eyes.
Oh.
Look at your eyes there, how red they are.
Man, look at Abner's. His is worse than Lum.
And you fellas will have to have your eyes examined now, sure enough.
Well, you see, our eyes ain't got set to these glasses yet, though.
No, and they never will, neither. Abner, I can't see a thing through these ears. Everything just runs together like a blur. I can't see nothing.
Well, sir, I can't neither. You must be needing some glasses, too, Dick.
Yeah, that feller's with the circus over there at Belleville this week. If you want to, you can go over with us next time we run over and get you a pair of them, Dick.
Yeah, well, if I was needing glasses, I'd go to somebody that knows what they're doing to get my eyes fitted. Go to an eye specialist.
Well, that's what this feller is. That's all he does is sell spectacles. Got a whole case full of them.
Yeah, and a fella like that ought to be put in a penitentiary, too.
Huh?
He's committing a crime every time he sells a pair of them. Why, he don't care whether he fits your eyes or not. All he's after is $3 or whatever he charges for the glasses. I know. I've seen them before. I've run them out of my store down there time and again. Man like that's usually a pretty smooth talker. Why, he can cause more damage and suffering in a war, ruin more eyes. Yeah, I'll go to Belleville with you to see him, but if I do, he won't be selling glasses again soon, I'll tell you that. If a person feels like he needs glasses, why, he ought to have his eyes examined by somebody that knows what they're doing, an eye specialist, somebody that's in that business.
Now, Granny, do you reckon these glasses has had anything to do with these headaches we've been having?
Why, sure they have, Lum. Well, the wife told me that she'd sold more headache medicine there in the store this past week than we've sold in 2 years. And his eyes has been damaged by that fake, it never will be right again.
Sure, Dick's just right about that. If you're through with him, Dick, I believe I better put him back on. My eyes are starting to burn here.
Yeah, wait a minute. See, I've got both pair of them here.
Yeah?
Now, you may not like it, but I'm going to do you both a big favor right now.
Why, Dick, you're busting them here.
Yeah, and someday you'll thank me for it, too, Lum. Now, the thing for you to do is go there to the telephone and call Squire Kemp. Tell him to either run that fellow off that circus ground or have him put in jail as a fake. That's what you ought to do.
Well, Dick may not be an eye specialist, but we rather think he has the best cure for Lum and Abner's eye trouble. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's drop in for a minute at the Darwood home. Jean Darwood and her friend from next door have been listening to Lum and Abner. Here they come now. Listen.
Funny. Well, aren't they just as good as I said?
They're funny.
I'm awfully glad you called me in.
So am I. Dick and I haven't missed old Lum and Abner once in months.
Who sponsors them, Jean?
Why, Horlick's Malted Milk.
Horlick's, eh? I've heard of that all right.
I bet you have. Dick swears by it, you know. Drinks it every night.
He does?
So what?
For sleeplessness.
Why, that's Ed's trouble, too.
Does Horlick's really help?
Dick says it does. You should hear him talk about it. He looks much better, too.
I'm not surprised. Plenty of sleep never hurt anyone. Where can I get some Horlick's, Jean?
At the drugstore. But try some of ours. We've got plenty.
No thanks, Jean. Something tells me we're going to need more than just a trial of Horlick's. I'll slip out and get some.
And that's a good idea, folks. Always be sure and have a package of Horlick's on hand in the home. Besides being a fine aid to sound, restful sleep, it has scores of other uses. You can get Horlick's at your druggist's in either natural or chocolate flavor. This is Carlton Brickert, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlick's, who now bid you all good night and good health.